Com. Album reviews now. Two Irish debuts to begin with. Dublin singer-songwriter Soraka Richardson has given us her debut album, which is called First Prize Bravery, while Mango and Mathman feature Lisa Hannigan, Loa and Irina on their debut, which is called Casual Work. We'll also be talking about Magdalene, which is the latest album from FKA Twigs. Alan Carr and Roisin Dwyer have been listening to all three. They're with me in studio now. Let's start with Soraka Richardson and have, in fact, the title track, First Prize Bravery. The First Prize Bravery.
Sick of the winter, so I came to visit. Guess I was bored of the cold. You picked me up and we drove through the desert. I showed you something I wrote. You said that song of the summer, we played it loud in your car. But now it's February, nobody's heard it. I guess we'll stay where we are, where we are. You said that you might be home for the funeral. I just wasn't sure where. Called me up on your last day in Dublin. Your bus was leaving at 10. You said I'd meet you at 5 on the corner, same place we usually do. We stood outside with our heels on the curb. I was happy to be there with you. You said
First Prize Bravery, title track from the debut album from Soraka Richardson. And as I said, it's Alan Carr and Roisin Dwyer who are reviewers for the three albums this evening. That's the first of our two debuts, the first of our two Irish debuts, in fact. Who are we talking about when we talk about Soraka Richardson, Roisin?
Soraka Richardson is a 20-something singer-songwriter from Dublin. I became aware of her a few years ago. She's already had several really well-received singles, Ruin Your Night, Petrol Station, Can't We Pretend. Basically, she left home after school and went to New York to study creative writing.
In Brooklyn, yeah?
Yes, indeed. And over there, she sort of started making music in her room. I think she started out playing drums, then she started doing a few demos. These demos gained a lot of traction on YouTube. She came home, and as you know, there's a thriving music scene here in Dublin. And I think that sort of instilled a great sense of her own strength and ability as a musician. She made friends on the scene here. I think she had an impromptu music session with All Twins, Connor Adams, and the fruits of that yielded No One Is Any Fun, which is on their album, and Twisting the Knife, which is on this album. And I think she is an extremely talented young lady.
Okay, well, let's ask Alan. Alan, she says, Roisin mentioned there about that Soraka is a 20-something.
Mm.
And I think Soraka has said herself that this is a collection of lyrical snapshots of life as a 20-something. So I want you now, tonight, Alan, to cast your mind back to being 20-something and tell me what the concerns were then are they dealt with on this album?
It was hard in the 1950s, Sean. That's all I can say. Yeah, it's kind of like a diary form thing meets a travelogue. That song we just heard there, First Prize Bravery, is somewhat of a travelogue because it talks about her possible boyfriend, a possible partner, kind of going back to LA, what she's left in New York. And it's all this kind of, you know, singer-songwritery 70s qualities going on. But what I think what influenced her the most, I think, musically is stuff like Sharon Van Etten and Julia Jacklin, who have both made two of the best albums of the year. This is a confessional album, but it's also one, I think, that's got a lot of doom romanticism going on as well. She's a very, very good lyric writer, very clever lyric writer. And I think the sound is wonderfully compressed. The drum sound is very compressed. It's got that very kind of dark, almost gothic feel with the guitars. And the melodies are just superb. There's melodies all over this album, I think.
And lyrically, does that match up to the melodies, do you think?
Oh, absolutely. She has this, well, firstly, her voice itself, it sort of has this dual quality of being quite fragile, but sort of she's sort of self-assured. And, you know, as it's a quite confessional record, but, you know, she's very self-deprecating, grindingly self-aware. And, you know, but it's all peppered with humour. Like this one track, Honey, where, you know, she's talking about an object of her affection. And, you know, she says, I thought it was you coming up the stairs. I was readying myself to act like I didn't care. You know, brilliant.
I don't know what you were talking about in your 20s. I wasn't talking about oscillators.
This is one of the most interesting musically songs on the album, I think. It's got this kind of drowsy panoramic quality with these very kind of dark piano chords, but then she bursts into this really kind of racing piano part, and then it just got kind of darts off into another direction again. She's a sophisticated writer, I think, and I think some of the song titles are quite interesting as well. High in the Garden, what could she possibly mean? Twisting the Knife is, and the album starts with a song called Honey, and it ends with a song called Honey Heavy, which I think is kind of interesting. Could be a bit of a concept there, maybe.
All right, but in the middle is the song title that I like best, Oh Oscillator. Distracted me there now. I wanted to listen and see what words rhymed with oscillator, but you came up with one. Alan Carr.
Alligator. Dictator.
See you later. Oscillator was your... Well, yeah, okay. It probably was better when the mic was closed. She studied in Brooklyn. Is the sound of that anywhere in the album?
The hipster heaven of Brooklyn. That's a really interesting question. I don't know. I mean, I think she perfected her art in Brooklyn, and when she came home, she started playing live. I think the band she plays with, am I right in thinking, is mostly American. It's a band she met through her producer, who I believe is based in LA. I'm not really sure, but there is something quite American about the sound itself. It's kind of country in some places almost, but it's got a very Irish sensibility, I think. It's kind of really relatable, I think.
Stars out of five from you, Alan Carr. Did I call you Alan Carr a minute ago? I think
Alan Carr.
Being so funny. Let's give me the stars.
Very chatty man. Well, there's a real crafting show here. It's kind of like got a playful quality and also a wistful quality. I think a very strong 4 out of 5.
Strong 4 from you. What are you saying, Roisin?
I'm saying 4.5 out of 5. I love clever lyrics, lovely productions, fantastic instrumentation, a great creative fearlessness.
And I always want to know why it misses the half.
I never like giving five. I don't do it often.
Beyond extraordinary to get famous. All right, fair enough. Let's move on then to our second debut, Irish debut. Two leading voices of the Irish hip-hop scene involved here, Carl Mangan and Adam Fogarty, also known as Mango and Mathman. Current single, Deep Blue, features the voice of Irish singer Lisa Hannigan, and this debut album is called Casual Work, out today. And in fact, the presence of Lisa Hannigan is kind of a signifier. I think it's the second track on the album, isn't it? Is a signifier of how they balance things out on this album between a kind of a more driven hip hop style and a more sensitive, reflective style.
Yeah, absolutely. Routine. They're showing sort of all facets of their characters on this record. A long time coming, 4.5 years in the making. The guys started out working together as the Animators. First single was Badass. They followed that with the Wheel Up EP in 2017. And then I think 2018 was sort of when they really came on people's radars with, you know, the 2FM. Rising Act Choice Prize Song of the Year nomination. This is a brilliant record. I love the opening track, Bread and Butter, really sets out the stall.
It's a spoken word track, isn't it? Yeah, and you need to listen to all 3 minutes of it to really get it properly.
And it is John Cooper Clarke's Beasley Street for the capital in the present day. It's, you know, even the background is seagulls, sirens, the Liffey, the Dart, the Lewis.
You can actually hear Dublin. It is the sound of Dublin.
And it's like capturing Dublin, you know, the warts and all realities and this sort of witty, poetic, technicolor that's delivered with this, you know,
and
venom.
Like John Cooper Clarke, it has a fairly colourful use of language throughout.
Exactly, Sean.
All right, well, let us then go to a track. Yeah, skipping past the spoken word track to a track called Mad Ting, and this certainly gives us a sense of the more energetic aspects of the album.
MXM Rave Killer. Turn the mic on, man. Turn it up. Scrap. Come on. Reckless. Give me 2 seconds and I wreck this. Wave to text me, forget this. 2 by shaking up the whole chest. Get there. Imposters. Mongols acting like mobsters. 2 by speaks up the posture. 2 bob comes to knock the butt washers. Bought my bangers in the digital dash. So funny rabbit in the lyrical clash. Do a acapella or rhythm and gash. Better give me the mic, better give me the cash. We can do it old school like Bill of a Hash. We can do it right now, kid, as quick as a flash. We can do it north side, just stick him a dash. So give it a lash or give it a pass. Look, we'll love when we link up. Dublin, put up your drink up. I'm the number one when they think of them MCs that talk when extinct. But I'm the last of a dying breed. But still, it's me like style of G. In my 511s and my Nike OGs. With rabbit in my chest, wear my OTs. Mango here, still on the mission. Hold no fear. Only ambition, flow all year. Hope that they listen, flow all year. I know that they listen. Look, this ain't the life for you. Got more reloads and time crisis too. And I can't believe all that I've been through. It's a miracle that I'm still smiling too. What you say? Dead any rave, dead any dance. Mora. Yeah, fucking thumbs up, yo. Jump on the mic like a mad thing. Every time I jump on the mic, it's a mad thing. Yeah, jump on the mic like a mad thing. Every time I jump on the mic, it's a mad thing. Jump on the mic like a mad thing. Every time I jump on the mic, it's a mad thing. Yeah, jump on the mic like a mad thing. Every time I jump on the mic, it's a mad thing. Yeah.
That's a great chorus, isn't it? Every time I jump on a mic, it's a mad thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's Carl Mangan who's given us the words.
Carl Mangan is our MC. He's 27. He's from Finglas. And Mathman is Adam Fogarty. He's 35 and he's from Finglas as well. And they're that kind of duo, the classic lineup of the charismatic frontman and the studio boffin beats man who works the kind of the decks in the background and kind of creates the production and the music itself. But their
talents complement each other perfectly.
Very, very
Adam's
much so.
Adam's from Clondalkin, I think. Is he
from Clondalkin?
I think
so. Okay. Well, I know that Carl is from Finglas, but basically the album has a real kind of X-rated, B&S-esque wit going on. And as we said, this is an album about Dublin. It's a concept album about Dublin, but it really is, I think, it's not just warts and all, it's mostly warts.
Yeah.
Because the way Dublin has been changing over the past couple of years, which is very depressing, the city being ripped out and these kind of vulture developers coming in and changing the city and the natives not being able to live there. And this is articulated very well, I think. But the album is also about the whole idea of how the lads got the album together, because it's been 4.5 years in the making.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I want to play this, you know, the little interludes along the way, little short, and they're most, for the most part, they're phone calls. One of them, quite a touching one, is it between a sister, one of the guy's sisters, I think, called Chin Up, where she's kind of, something's happened and she's on her way home. And the kind of thing, come on, let's keep the chin up. But the one that I wanted to play was the one that you touched on there, Alan. This idea that they were having trouble getting the album started. And I think it's Adam who's making, it's Mathman who's making the phone call here, saying, to his partner, look, get your act together. Yes. Well, let's listen to the phone call and let's hear what he has to say to him.
What's the crack, bro? It's me. Listen, I don't know what's going on with you at the moment, but there's something I need to tell you. You're acting the bollocks right now, man, and you're messing a whole load of people around. I know after breaking up with that board, man, but it's no excuse. Look, I think that we can really make a go at this, so give me a call when you're ready to work.
Give me a call when you're ready to work, eh?
That is fantastic, because on a lot of old school rap albums and hip hop albums from the 90s in particular, you would get those little skits, little kind of voice messages and stuff like that, little kind of gags in between the actual songs. But all the skits, as it were, on this are quite serious, as we said before also about that kind of Chin Up song as well. But that is actually based on real events, except it's a much more kind of... you know,
I wanted
censored.
To be the real one. I don't. Oh,
well, they should have recorded everything in that case, because it is a very biographical album about the struggle they had putting the album together, and that's why it's so interesting as well. It's an album about a city. It's also an album about two guys struggling in that city.
All right, and we mentioned the presence of Lisa Hannigan, the presence of Irina, and the presence of Loa. Let's listen to one of the Loa tracks. This is "Lonely Night."
Forget me, someone walking in the room, snap me out of my stare. Words are covered in the bruise, sat down in the chair. Someone sobbing outside of the door. My head's throbbing and my eyes are raw. Soft hand on my shoulder, I'ma write a refrain. Eyes closed, I'm hoping I can hide all the pain. A hand slipped under my shoulder, pulled me in the sweet embrace. I'm told to keep the faith, with tears streaming down my face. Push back, deep breaths, keep nodding my head. While she says that it's late and I'ma come to bed. Close the bedroom door, to the stresses and the pressure. Hand my clothes up in the closet, put my watch up on the dresser. Moonlight to the window and two young lovers. A sweet voice says to me as she pulls back the covers.
And if we were saying that the skills of Mango and Mathman can complement each other, then the emceeing and the vocals, the singing, they really complement each other as well. Of course, the three or four tracks that feature vocalists, Roisin.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the brilliant Loa on Lonely Night, which reminded me of LL Cool J's I Need Love. And I'm showing my age there. No, but as you said, I mean, talk about, you know, the golden touch in terms of choosing guest vocalists. And even, you know, Lisa Hannigan on Deep Blue is just sublime, and the contrast of the vocals.
Yeah, a lot of airplay at the moment.
Yes, and Memories featuring Irina. You know, that this is the sensitive side of the duo, you know, the story of a couple looking back on their relationship, a very, you know, sensitive outing. But then, you know, there's the testosterone charged, you know, Any Other Place featuring Adam Collins, which is about leaving a relationship so there's no stress and he just wants to kick it with his friends. Yeah.
There you go.
It's banging.
Stars from you, Roisin.
I'll give it four.
Four. What are you saying, Alan?
Well, I thought this was a brilliant stew of grime and garage and hip-hop, and it's got this brilliant authenticity, which I really adore. It's got a strange thuggish grace. Five out of five.
Five out of five
Stone
from
Cold
Alan
Irish
Corp.
Classic. From
super duper.
Super,
okay.
Super act.
Right, we've one more album to go. Little break. First, back then with FKA Twigs. All right, back with album number three now. Roisin Dwyer and Alan Corr still here. FKA Twigs, Magdalene is the title of the album. Let's listen to a track called Cellophane, which I think gives us a flavour of the heartbreak that is involved here.
Didn't I do it for you? Why don't I do it for you? Why won't you do it for me? When all I do is for you. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. They wanna see us alone. They wanna see us apart. And I just want to feel your love. And I. Try, but I get overwhelmed when you're gone. I have no one to tell.
To be interrupting you now when you're pouring your heart out like that. Talia Debrett Barnett, that's who FKA Twigs is. Cellophane is the title of that track, and she talks about being wrapped in cellophane. She's talking about a serious heartbreak here. Tell us who she is and what the heartbreak she's talking about is, Roisin Dwyer.
So Talia is FKA Twigs. This is her second record. Her first record, LP 1, was released in 2014 and people went bananas. Nominated for the Mercury Prize that year, won her lots of plaudits. So, but it was tagged as, she was tagged as alt R&B. She came out against this tag, and I think this album could be an attempt to get away from pigeonholing, and it spans so many different genres. But it is primarily a very personal album that deals with heartbreak and media scrutiny and a breakup of relationship with Robert Pattinson. Will give you plenty of source material for an album on those topics.
Yes. But you know, but without being unkind here, I suppose heartbreak is heartbreak. And to be fair, she sings it, when I hear her singing about it there, it sounds like loss almost more than heartbreak. And there's another song where you get that, a sense of that in particular,
yeah,
as well. But do we care of what the media, you know, you were in the media eye, you, it was a high profile relationship, it broke up, you know.
Well,
for a couple of months and it'll be grand.
I think, to be fair, you know, that kind of oceanic sense of heartache and pain is throughout the whole album. But if you think about where she was coming from, she used to be a backing dancer to pop stars, and she wasn't expecting this kind of immediate whirlwind success. So that is a bit of a rude awakening. Mm. And I think that if you're going out with someone as high profile as Robert Pattinson, who's a very fine actor and very good in The Lighthouse, by the way, that is going to draw a lot of heat towards you and a lot of kind of media glare. So I can see why she's kind of reacting like this, but I think this is a far more strange and beautiful album than the first one.
Simply a breakup as well.
Than simply a breakup album, because she also went through serious surgery as well a couple of years ago. And apparently, although I find it hard to divine what songs in particular are about that, some of the songs indeed allude to that surgery.
Well, and so, Daybed now I feel is like about an absolute her recovery.
Bed, yeah. Say from, again?
Sorry, the song Daybed is about her recovery from surgery. And it sort of says, you know, like again, her brilliant lyrics on display, rest becomes my nowhere, you know, vacant are my nightmares. Two short statements that say so little but so much
Emily
at the same
Dickinson
time.
Altogether.
Yeah, now I feel horrible for saying, would you just get over her heartbreak? Yes.
You're just beastly.
terrible man. I did, no matter what I thought about that, I did think that her singing here and the musicianship here is amazing.
Though very, very much so. I think I think her first album was probably lusher. This album is more abstract and astringent. And I think that you know, the real watchword for this album is, you know, experimentation and adventurism. It's got an ethereal, otherworldly quality, and she's got the voice to carry that across, I think.
You both enjoyed this album, and I think you both enjoyed it quite a lot. Roisin?
Well, yes, we did. We enjoyed it immensely. And like the centrepiece of this for me is Mary Magdalene, that track. You know, it's
which gives us the title of the album as well.
And it's like Magdalene, but it's an exploration of identity, sexuality, the self, and empowerment. There is a lot. This isn't just a heartbreak album. There's a lot going on. And I think what she went through, you know, she said she sort of had to tear everything down and build it back up again, on a personal level and on a creative level. So,
I really feel like a heel.
God.
Stars out of five. Give her loads, please, Roisin.
I'll give 3.5. I did find some of it hard going. I have to say, some of the abstract experimentalism left me a bit cold sometimes.
And what do you say, Alan?
Well, I think it's a bewitching album. It casts a very dark spell, but it's one of those albums that's easier to admire than actually love, Sean. I'd give it 3 out of 5.
All right. That's FKA Twigs, Magdalene, Mango and Mathman, Casual Work on the first album that we spoke about tonight, Circa Richardson, First Prize Bravery. Incidentally, she's playing Whelan's Circa Richardson on November the 20th, Winthrop Avenue in Cork on the 21st, Roisin Dove in Galway on the 22nd. And it was Roisin Dwyer and Alan Corr that spoke to us about those this evening. Next Friday, we're going to be coming to you live from Smock Alley Theatre.